USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is revoking former President Trump's attempt to ban TikTok. Instead, he's setting new criteria to assess the risk of the apps connected to foreign adversaries. Under the new order, transactions on apps owned and managed by those supporting foreign adversaries or those that collect personal data will be labeled as a heightened risk. Biden also making his way across the pond on his first overseas trip as president. During the trip, Biden will take part in both the G7 and NATO summits, along with the U.S. and EU summit. As far as what he hopes to get out of the trip?
Strengthening the alliance. Make it clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight. The G7 is going to move.
The president's first order of business will be delivering remarks to U.S. troops. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Holland America. After a year-long hiatus, the wait is over, and it's time to cruise again. Holland America Line is ready to set sail round-trip from Seattle to Alaska with their new ship, New Amsterdam, with departures starting July 24th and sailing through October 2nd. These Alaska cruises will only be for guests who have received their final dose of the vaccine 14 days prior to embarkation. The ship has also been upgraded to make guests feel even safer with enhanced sanitation practices, upgraded HVAC systems, UV lighting, and enhanced filtration practices. Gus Antorcia is the president of Holland America Line.
We're working through the protocols with the CDC, and so I suspect there may be some adjustments and changes we need to make. But I think everything that a guest has come to expect and enjoy from a Holland America cruise will be available. So that includes our onboard dining options. It includes the entertainment offers. It includes the special lectures, the special programs that we add to all of our voyages.
Visit www.hollandamerica.com.
The Senate is sending a bill to the House aimed at pushing back against China's influence.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Chick-fil-A says it's raising menu prices to cover the cost of higher wages for employees. Chief Financial Officer John Hartung saying the restaurant chain is raising prices about 4% to cover the dollar cost of extra labor. Chipotle saying last month they're looking to hire 20,000 people ahead of the summer. To attract employees, it was raising its average pay to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Democratic lawmakers and progressive activists are making a big push for a sweeping voting rights bill.
We have to make sure that black people can vote, that brown people can vote, that young people can vote, that women can vote. We've got to make sure that everybody has a voice in their democracy.
During a rally outside the Supreme Court, Georgia Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock says America's democracy is facing a 911 emergency. Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota is accusing Republicans without proof of trying to restrict voting in states across the United States.
We know that there are over 300 pieces of legislation that have been introduced to suppress a vote.
With a little bit of a different perspective, former Speaker of the House John Boehner tells CNN it's many blue states that are very restrictive on voting and early voting.
Well, you know, I think it's Delaware that doesn't even allow for absentee voting, except under very rigid circumstances. You got some states that have no early voting. All right, I think it's New Hampshire. And so when you begin to look at these, how the states run these elections, you'll see that they're all run very different. But each state has a history of how they do elections, and they tinker with it along the way, each of them.
The Ohio Republican, no fan of the For the People Act. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.